This is Ashley.
This is Ashley.
And this is the Double Scoop.
Welcome back.
We back.
Duh.
My nose, I know I said this last episode, but it's ultra, ultra stuffy today. And I talked to my doctor about it, and he told me to take Flonase.
Sorry, I was adjusting.
Oh, it's okay.
I feel like also it's allergy season. So
yeah, I really just helping. Don't know what it is, if it's my allergies, because I always get stuffy nose pregnant. But I also get really bad allergies.
Me too. I'm not ready. Mine always come when the blossoms go away.
And they're going away.
They're like almost gone.
I usually get really, really bad allergies in my eyes. Like, me too. Eyes will swell.
My eyes.
And I'll get like a gray film.
Yeah.
Over them. One time when
Wait,
I was.
Wait, do they
in,
itch or do they just swell?
No, they itch so bad.
Oh my gosh, the itching.
And if I itch them, then they get like a gray film over them. It's bad. But one time when I was in fifth grade, we were having like field day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the last day of school. My eyes got so bad. They literally like swelled shut. And my fifth grade teacher took a picture of them and then put it up on the big screen for the class to look at. And I was crying. What the heck? Yeah, I don't know why she did that, but.
I got that one music festival I went to that I talked about last time. I had the worst allergies there because we were camping.
Yes.
And it was like for a whole weekend.
I hate camping for that reason. Yeah. I can never breathe when I camp.
And it was like, we were there with this really, at the time, he was a really famous photographer. His name's Chuck. His name was literally just Chuck on Instagram. I don't know if anyone knows him, but we were there with him and he was like taking pictures of us and I felt so self-conscious because my eyes were like, and I couldn't wear makeup because it was like, you know, anyway, I hate allergies.
Yeah. They're the worst. What's your scoop?
I don't know if I should go first. I feel like I've had the weirdest week.
Talk about it.
Like,
let's scoop it out.
I know. I'm like, you guys are my therapist right now. No, I won't. I mean, my grandma died like a couple weeks ago. We had her funeral on Monday.
Yep.
And then, I don't know. I just feel like I've also been having like weird drama in my life that isn't even really drama. It's just, I don't know. There's just like all these little things. I mean, like, my grandma dying isn't little, but like, I'm just glad that the funeral's over. It's like one of those things where I knew it was happening for like 2 weeks and I was just ready for it to be over. And then I didn't know if I wanted to talk about Reddit or not.
I kind of wanted to bring it up a little bit, but
I
not
did too.
Necessarily. Yeah, I wanted to bring it up too because it's,
It's, like, been on my mind all day, and I'm not mad at you at all, I promise.
No, it's okay. I felt like, so bad for telling you.
No. I feel like that my curiosity gets the best of me. I would have found out sooner or later.
Yeah. We should just say what happened.
Yeah.
So I can say what happened. Do you want to say what happened?
Say what happened.
And then I'll give the mic back to you. But, yeah. So apparently there's like this Reddit thread where people just make fun of influencers.
Yeah.
And, which is so mean, you guys. Like,
I know.
The things that they're saying about other people, and sometimes they're like nice and sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just the fact that there's a page where people just are like.
They're literally just shit talking.
And they just say, what's the dirt on this person? And then everyone just goes and it's just so sad. So my husband found something that was talking about Ashley and then it mentioned me a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was hurtful, but then also like some people that listen to our podcast were like, oh, I actually really like their podcast. I didn't read it because I know I would.
You didn't
cry.
Read it?
I didn't go and read it. He just told me about it.
When
I never
told
looked
me,
it up.
I was like, I can't not look it up.
No, I didn't. It was like 7 months ago is what he said.
It was last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah. So.
And then I found another one of me, too.
Oh, you did? Oh, no.
Yeah, because I just searched my Instagram username and I found two threads that came up. Here's the thing. It's like, I like didn't almost want to give it attention.
Yeah.
Because it just like fuels the fire.
Yeah.
But also, I don't even think I'm going to post about it either because I just,
yeah.
I don't know. There's like that weird thing of like, oh, if you post about it, people are going to go looking and they're going to like add more to it, I think. But I like literally I don't know. Hopefully we can trust our listeners and all these people.
I think just people who listen to us like us.
I hope.
I think there's not people who listen to all of our episodes that, unless it's like a big one with a big person on it. But where this is like a more casual one, hopefully everyone listening to this.
The other thread I found, literally, this one girl was like, she's so cringy, but I just can't unfollow her because it's such a mess to watch her.
Oh! And
so they're like hate following me.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
I think people, you know what though? I got a little tiny teensy taste of my own medicine because I remember when the whole Taylor Paul drama came out.
Yeah.
I was so
invested.
Obsessed. And I was reading all the Reddit threads.
Me too.
I wasn't participating in it. I didn't have any information. And I actually, I'm not saying I'm above anyone or whatever, but I would never do that. Like, I would never online bully someone and talk about
them. I'm not going to lie. It was interesting to read.
It's, yes. And I love the juice, but now that it's like people are looking for juice, when it's like flipped around, I'm like, wow, this is actually so hurtful. And we're like real people. And the Talk Talk Pod just posted like a really cute little video on their Instagram that was like, when someone offends us and we have to talk about it on the podcast or something. And she's like, we're just girls. Like, just leave us alone. I'm like, we're real people. It's so, so hurtful. And especially like with the episode that Casey and I came out with last. And
you guys were talking about,
very personal things. He was like, well, I think this is our sign. Like, we have to like watch what we're talking about. And I'm like, but that's the whole point of me starting a podcast is like, I want to be vulnerable with people, but also, it like gives people fuel.
Totally.
So also got to be careful what we say. But yeah, it is so sad because it's like, why are people finding joy and like finding and like putting you down, me down?
Well, and they like, also like don't know me.
Yes, I know.
I probably post like less than 10% of my life on social media and it's very curated. And I try to be raw and like vulnerable and real as much as I can. But reading something like that almost made me want to just retreat into like a shell and be like, oh, well, I'm never going to show my personality online ever again.
Yeah.
And like, I'll get over it.
Yeah,
I will. But I was thinking to myself today, like exactly what you're saying. I can't imagine. Like, I just found two tiny threads about me.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a huge deal. It was like maybe 5-6 mean comments about me.
Yeah.
But there are literal Reddit pages that are like dedicated to certain influencers and they have like thousands of like followers.
I know. Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't actually, like, I think that would send me into a spiral.
It's so sad.
And so I deleted Reddit off my phone today. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm never looking there again. And also, I just have, like, there's influencers that I follow or don't follow, sorry, but I know of. And I'm like, They annoy me. They bug me.
Yeah.
And I just got that perspective today and I was like, I don't know them.
Yeah.
And who am I to judge them?
Yeah.
Off of these videos that they're choosing to post online.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, they might not align with my values or like certain things that I don't agree with, but I'm not going to be the one to go online and like post hate comments about them or like DM them or whatever. I think DMs and comments are one thing. It's like when you're literally doing it behind someone's back.
Yes. A whole page talking about
them. It's like 10 times more mean.
Spending so much energy talking about them. I just remember there was a pretty big influencer who something came out on Reddit and it like revealed, it was like someone who was close to her that just like revealed so much of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it like scares me because I'm like, how many people am I so vulnerable in sharing like my story with?
I know.
And I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, because like, on the thread, it was like, they literally screenshotted my profile and they were like, any tea on this Ashley girl?
That's so sad.
And then, why is that a thing? I'm like, why are you trying to find tea on me?
Yes.
And also, and then there was a comment that was like, well, I just want to know about her friend Ashley.
Yeah, what's the tea on the other Ashley?
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, it's everyone almost, has demons. Yes. Everyone has ghosts in their ghosts in their closet.
Skeletons. Or ghosts too.
Skeletons.
Ghosts too.
Yeah, I'm just.
I have them both.
Oh, I'm human, and I'm sorry that I'm cringy.
It's weird because, and I feel a little bit weird saying this because I have got a lot of followers recently, mm-hmm. just because me being a triplet mom.
Yeah,
and it really does put things into perspective because I'm like, I remember looking at people with like 30,000 followers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like so famous.
Yeah.
I remember like being so intimidated by you when we were first friends. I'm like, she's so famous.
You're going to surpass me soon.
And no, I'm so scared of it. I know.
It's scary.
It's scary. I'm like, I'm literally just a real person. Like, if someone came up to me and was like, hey, like I follow you or whatever, I would be like so friendly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's weird because I used to put people who had all these followers like up on a pedestal and think like, oh my gosh, they're perfect. I want to know drama that's happening in their life. Like, did you hear about so-and-so? Da, 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 da. Like, it was so interesting. But I get it now. It's like, wait, no. Like, they literally are just
people
living their lives. And they just happen to post some things that, like, went viral. Like, in my case, I literally, like, I'm not working with brands. Like, I'm not getting paid or anything.
You're literally just pregnant with triplets. Yeah. Not that that's not the coolest thing ever. But, like, that's why.
It's just normal. People just want to know what's happening in my life. And I had a couple videos go viral, and then now I have all these followers. Half of them aren't even in America, by the way.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, which is so bad. I'm like,
wait, okay. That's crazy. They're
only 50%. And then I have a lot of them are from the UK, Germany, Australia, and Canada. Yeah. Yeah. It's just
that's wild.
So crazy. Yeah. That well, it's like our one video that went viral, and we had all these comments from, I don't know, all around the world that was like, not it, but.
Oh, I don't know. It's weird because it's like comments from randos that I don't even know.
Yes.
But I'm like, who are these people on Reddit who probably live in Utah?
I know.
Have I talked to them?
I know. Well, someone said I'm so mean.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I'm trying to look at every situation in my life ever.
Isn't that so
I'm like, who have I ever been mean to?
It's so sad that we, I don't know. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. It makes me nervous to like share certain things because of that one influencer who had like someone really close to her leak stuff. It's like, okay. Who's close in my life that knows so much about me that would be this person? And hopefully no one. Like, I surround myself hopefully with really good people. But
yeah,
I don't know. You just never know. And it's just hurtful. And yeah, I found out. When did I find out about it? Thursday, I think. Last Thursday.
Oh, Ash.
And it like wrecked me. Yeah. It like I was so sad about it, and I was like, oh, I need to talk to Ashley about this.
Yeah.
And Casey's like, don't, like, you're gonna ruin her day. It's not constructive.
I'm glad you did. Like,
I was like, I can't keep this in sad
together.
I was like, I can't hold this in for her. And then today I felt bad that I just kind of like casually spilled it, and then I was like, I literally had like 3-4 days to process it. And
yeah,
it was hard for me, but I learned a good lesson from it. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't something that was like so personal and so terrible to the point where it like destroys me.
I know. There was on the other one I found, it was like, LOL, that she just announced her husband quit her job so that she could be a full-time influencer. I can't wait to watch her crash and burn.
Oh,
and I
was like, what?
Right? And just hard because I'm like, well, they got what they wanted. It did crash and burn.
Oh, no.
And they're probably sitting there like, ha, 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 you know?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, the funny thing is it wasn't even really to be a full-time influencer. Like, I was just trying to, like, be a photographer. Like,
lean
I don't know.
Into
like,
all
lean
the
into
things.
All my creative stuff. And, like, honestly, Instagram, I never started it with the intention to become an influencer. I started it to share my photography, and that's, like, pretty much what I still do. But I like to share other things also.
Yeah.
And then they were also commenting about how, like, my the faces I make when I do, post my self-portraits are, like, cringy.
Oh, my gosh.
Just, like, really rude. And I'm trying so hard to not let it get to me, like, all day. Like, Trevor has been so sweet.
Yeah.
But I just have to remember, and I'm trying to remind myself this all day, I've been trying to remind myself, is that these people are probably either just jealous or, like, sad. Hurt people.
Yes.
And I understand that because I've been in really bad places before where I just want to lash out and I just want people to feel my pain. Like, misery loves company.
Right, exactly.
And so I don't know. To me, it's just like it comes with this.
Yeah.
Sadly. Like,
there's always like dirt on even like the best people.
I know.
Like, people will always find something. You posted something today that I loved, I think, in reply to all this.
The peach thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're never going to be anybody's favorite.
Yeah.
You're never going to be everybody's favorite.
No.
Because if you were, then you wouldn't authentically be, you know, who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think people honestly hate what they are like missing in themselves, mm-hmm. or because I would never look at someone that has a quality that I, or like has qualities that I like don't admire.
Yeah.
And like talk bad about them. Mm-hmm. Like I would never look at someone that I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's usually the girls that I'm like, I kind of wish I was like them that I'm like judging. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I'm trying not to, and I've gotten better, but
Yeah. I think like it's hard for people to understand, but like imagine you, even if you're not an influencer, like imagine if there was just a place online where people were talking about you.
And like asking for dirt on you.
Yeah. And saying like the meanest things.
Yeah.
Like that's not constructive for anyone. And I feel like, I don't know. It was a good lesson for me too, just to not like jump to conclusions or judge people. Everyone's going through shit.
Yeah.
And
you like, literally see like 2%
online. And the fact that people are trying to freaking gossip about all the shit we're going through.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's fine. I know. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. But the good news about that is there was, some people.
Yeah, there was a couple nice ones.
I really like their podcast. And
yeah. Well, I have to remember, I told myself too, I'm like, 30,000 people follow you online for a reason.
Yeah.
Whether it's hateful intentions or good intentions, they're still boosting you up.
Yeah.
Any press is good press, baby. Yeah.
No, it's true.
I don't know. It's just, and I think like the hardest thing about it was I'm like, I feel like to my core, I'm a really good person.
Yes, you are. And the kindest you person
also, and thanks. The fact that people are out there just trying to like find stuff on us,
I know,
and then they're like, they can't find anything, so they're like, oh, her faces that she makes in her photos are cringy,
yeah,
or oh, she's just mean.
Yes.
Okay, what did Ashley ever do to you?
I was just, I'm like, I wanted to go on and be like, how is she mean? Tell me what happened.
I know,
because I am genuinely curious, because like, I don't know, maybe over messaging or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe I like didn't reply to someone. And I really don't know. I can't imagine being like mean to someone.
I know.
I don't know.
Definitely know that I am not like perfect.
Yeah.
And I might have said or did something mean in the past to like people in high school or something. I don't know. But it's like, for the most part, same. I really do just try to be a good person. And unless you are mean to me, I'm not gonna be mean to you.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like you're literally the nicest person ever. Like, you're never intentionally mean to anyone.
Anyway,
and when you have an issue with someone, you always address it like so kindly. Like, I've never seen you,
that's why it's
even if people lash out at you, you've always been like, I'm really sorry if I offended you.
I know some, maybe I'm too nice that people just think it's mean. I don't know.
They're like, she's rude because she's too nice.
I think it's just like, it sucks when people judge your character and they don't even know you.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because unless I have a reality TV show of me somewhere that I don't know about, or someone's filming my entire life.
Yeah. And they know everything about you.
Judge,
yeah.
Okay. But it's like, it's weird because I'm like, how much do I actually want to share now? Because
that's exactly how I feel, especially on the podcast, because we started it with the intention, like, vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting.
I'm never going to Reddit ever again.
Yeah, me neither.
Like,
I don't even read my Instagram comments anymore. I'll read it. When I first post my videos, it's usually my followers and, like, people that I know that comment.
Once it starts going out to other parts of the internet,
and I just stop reading it because people will say
things. Good for you. You did that. You learned that a lot quicker than I did.
I had to.
You had to.
I was like,
All your videos are freaking viral.
Some of
all
them.
All of them. It's crazy. People just want to know about your triplets.
I know. It scares me a lot.
It's scary.
Yeah, but I'm excited. It's interesting. I think I said this, but I've always wanted to do Instagram.
Yeah.
I've always been scared to. And I'll like start to do it for a little bit and then not. And I just never found something that was like a niche.
Yeah.
And
now you have your niche.
Yeah. I wanted to, this year, my goal, I didn't know what it was, but I was like, make money
by
being me. Yeah. And So I'm really trying to like focus.
Every time you post, I'm like, gosh.
I have so much content. It's I'm like, so I need to post. God, it makes me so I'm like, happy. I need to post 5 videos a day. I'm just trying to film everything right now. But
no, literally, it's overwhelming. It's very overwhelming.
Casey was like, props to Ashley. She puts out a lot of content. Because you've been putting out a lot of content lately. We're like, I'm like, how does she do this?
But now I'm like.
You're like, what are people. You know what, though?
I know.
Screw it. Screw them. Like,
no, I know. And I need to have that mentality because really, like, I'm thriving.
Yeah. You're doing what you love.
Sorry about it.
You're doing what you love. People will find, like, Walmart greeters cringy.
Yeah.
Like, people make fun of those draw. It's like.
I know.
People will literally find anything. Something wrong with anything, so. Yeah.
I'm good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll blow over. You just found out today, so it's, like, fresh on your mind. And
it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, gets you a little bit, but then you're stronger because of it. It just, you get thicker and thicker skin the more you do it and the more hate you get, which is sad. It's, like, I don't know. Do you ever, I feel like someone asked me this, like, would you ever want to know what people say behind your back?
I would not.
Me neither.
Casey said to me the other day, actually, he was like, I would love to have the power to read everyone's thoughts.
No.
And I said, immediately, no. I would never want to know everyone's thoughts. Ever. No. I don't want to know what people are saying about me. Delulu is the Salulu.
Yes.
And my mind, my circle loves me. My reality is amazing. And I don't want to know past that. And that's exactly what I said to Casey. I was actually really mad when he read me that.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to share this with you because I want you to know the potential of what people can say and why we need to be careful about what we share on the internet. And I was like, why'd you share that with me? I would have been better off not knowing. I'm glad he did because
I
really am. I literally will share everything. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I'll just share everything with everyone. And now I'm like, okay. It's good. We always, I said this on a different episode, but there's always that concept of like, don't feed your pearls to swine.
Yes.
And I'm not saying like everyone in the world is swine. I'm not saying that. But there's some things in my life that are like so sacred. And it's like, okay, things that are like really personal, really sacred, like I don't need to share with everyone. And it's just a good lesson because I've literally always, been like, this happened to me. Hi, nice to meet you. My dad cheated on my mom. like, okay.
But it's because you had that trust.
Yes.
And then the trust gets broken.
Yeah.
The bigger you're, like.
It's true. I've never had, like, a big, giant.
Yeah.
Like,
You can turn that off. I just realized I forgot to.
Oh, unless that's okay. I haven't noticed it.
Okay, sorry.
It's nice and warm.
The heater. That's what we're talking about.
The heater. No, it's great. I'll turn it off. It gets too hot. But, yeah, it's true. I've never had a big, giant circle. Like, and the people that have followed me have always been, like, friends with me. Like, very loyal to me. Yes. And, like, I'm loyal to them. Yeah.
You know. I remember saying on an episode like a while ago, I'm like, oh, my little corner of 30,000 people on the internet, like, I love them. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, part of those people are hate followers. And I'm just like so self-conscious now.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm like, the more I say that I'm fine, the more I will believe it. So
manifest it. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm just
putting that energy out.
Yeah. No, it's anyway. It's a good little lesson to learn. And
And also F you.
Yeah.
Anyone who's saying mean things. That's so mean. I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah, don't check on Reddit because now they're probably, they're like, did you hear that they talked about us in the podcast? I'm just kidding.
They're going to probably.
If they listen to our episodes.
Listen, if you're listening to our podcast and you hate us, thank you.
Thank you for supporting us.
One day.
You're getting us listens and views.
Yeah, one day we're going to make money off of this and you're going to be contributing to that.
We have already made a little bit.
A tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah, we did add
like $300.
Yeah.
And we put it straight back into our giveaway.
Yeah.
But what's your scoop? So sorry.
No, that's okay. That was a good.
I just had like a weird week.
No, I totally get it.
And I'm on my period, so
that's great. Yeah.
I started my period at my grandma's funeral.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst timing ever?
Oh, that's so sad.
It's fine. Oh, I'm fine. As I'm like holding back to
this is why the no, this is why the podcast is good. We can just get it all out.
Yeah,
this is for us. I bought dirt because this is my scoop. When I'm pregnant, I crave dirt. And well, okay, who am I kidding? I've kind of like always craved dirt. Yeah, I have a baggie of it right here.
She brought some from Trevor.
It's actually called Grandma's White Dirt on Amazon. If you want to search it and buy it. is the best tasting dirt ever. It's clayey and like very earthy.
The Reddit users are gonna get a hate out of this one.
Oh, I love it. They can talk all about it. No,
I'm never talking about Reddit ever again. Okay, I'm hold me to it.
Okay, that was it. That was last Reddit comment. That was my last comment. It's still so fresh for you, so
I know
you're fine. But yeah, I eat dirt sometimes, and it's not like sand or like gardening soil. It's just like very specific it looks like kind of chalk, dirt. Kind yeah, of. It does. But it doesn't taste like chalk. I've tried chalk. It's not very good.
We went on a trip with you guys.
When was that? When? I brought my dirt to my trip.
You brought your dirt. You were craving it. And Trevor tried some. But he
took
tried,
a huge bite.
Chunk.
I only take a little tiny bite of my rock.
His mouth was covered. It was white.
So I brought some for him tonight when my Amazon package arrived.
He's going to love it.
I'm so excited.
I'm
going to
make him eat it all. I'm like, you better eat that. Ashley bought it for you.
I know, it's special. That stuff is special.
That's special dirt.
I gave him the good.
Wait, should I try some?
Do it. Oh my gosh, do it.
I'm going to try some.
Just shave a little bit with your teeth.
Okay.
For anyone, it's kind of like hard clay, so it's not like a rock. It's like, it's so good. It tastes like rain. You know what I mean? Rainy concrete.
It doesn't even have smell.
Okay. If you leave it out to like marinate in the air.
That was a big chunk.
How you feel about it? Does it taste like anything?
No.
Oh, I might need to marinate it in the air a little bit. And let it oxidize. I've been ordering this stuff since I was pregnant with Sunny.
I'll put it on my front porch tonight. Let it marinate.
Oh, that would be really good.
Will it?
Yeah, that would be really good.
Or would it be better if I like put it in the grass?
No, not grass.
Not grass, just my front porch.
It absorbs taste or smells. Like one time I had it next to my gum.
It's going to be with us and the rest of the podcast.
It literally tasted like mint and it was really gross. It absorbs smells and stuff, so. Anyways, that's my scoop's most exciting thing to happen to me. And I have a retreat for my, I'm in a coaching group.
What are you guys doing?
Gentle Warrior.
Where are you going?
We just go to Heber and we have like all these speakers and we do breath work and different like self-love activities.
That would be so good.
I'm excited. I haven't had this since, I guess it was November, my last one. My first one ever.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. It's my last one before I have the triplets, so.
I can't, that is actually so soon, if you think about
it. I know.
July?
I know. It's almost May. May, June, July.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared for you, but so excited.
It's like 2.5 months, I know.
At the same time.
I know, it's so crazy.
Oh my gosh, Ashley, that's so crazy. Sometimes it doesn't feel real still.
I know, it still doesn't to me.
Yeah.
It still doesn't to me.
Should we also maybe talk about before, because our whole episode is kind of a pop culture scoop.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our event?
Yes! We should.
I'm so excited. It's literally a month from today.
That's perfect.
Mark your calendars.
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Okay, wait. Ashley's actual birthday is on the 24th.
Yeah. You got it right.
I got it right the same. I've always thought it was on the 20th because like a few years ago we had your birthday party on the 20th.
And yeah.
And that date just stuck in my mind. And it was also the day that I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
So such a significant day for me that ever since then I've just thought Ashley's birthday was on the 20th. But I got it right today.
Yep, you did.
So here's the deal. That's actually really fun because it's like your actual birthday party.
Yeah.
But it's also our podcast's birthday, our first birthday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, are you turning 30?
Yeah.
This has to be also your birthday party. I literally don't
know what to do because I had such a big party last year and I'm feeling so wimpy this year. Gosh. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything.
Okay, well, we're going to sing happy birthday to you at our event.
Okay.
It's literally like, honestly, your birthday is more important than our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe we should just.
I have had 30 of them. No!
We'll have a podcast cake and a cake for Ashley.
Oh my gosh. We'll have a little after party for.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. Like, listen, don't have the best, or not the best, the biggest expectations, but we just wanted to have, like, an event where we finally get to meet you guys.
Yeah.
And bring moms together. And we have a really good DJ.
An awesome DJ.
His name's Parker. His Instagram is, I'm literally going to shout him out until forever because he DJed my wedding. I think
he's the best DJ I've ever seen.
I literally, like, I don't know if it's just Utah, but, like, I've been to so many parties here, and they all flop. Every time I go to one of his parties or events, it is a freaking party. Yeah. And he said people he's going to bring all the fun stuff. He has, like, these cool, like, spark things.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, that'll be so fun.
You guys need to book him if you're getting married or have an event. His Instagram is at DJ_PBaby. His name's Parker. He actually really is, like, literally the best.
He knows our generation very well.
Yes, he plays the best songs.
Yeah.
I hate when people just play freaking Bruno Mars the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, stop with the 24 karat.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Or, I got this feeling.
Yes, yes. I'm like, I don't want to dance with this song.
I'm like, give me some freaking, what?
I don't know.
Kesha.
TikTok on the clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So we're having a birthday party, a podcast birthday party. May 23rd.
Probably going to charge like $10 a ticket. Don't hold me to that. But we have some planning to do. We literally just got the venue and a DJ today. So we're going to figure out some deets and then we're going to post the tickets and you guys are going to come party with us and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I'm actually kind of, not shocked, but, like, I didn't think that we would...
I know, it's, like, surreal.
...be doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. We had to do something before the triplets came.
Yes. And I'm really excited to meet our followers and our listeners. Because we have a lot of loyal listeners that we, like, aren't even aware of, and I'm excited to.
I hope you guys all try to come.
Yeah.
We really want to meet you.
It'll just be, like, a birthday I meant to say ice cream social. I almost said anti-social.
Yes, it's an ace. I can't even say ice cream. Ice cream social. Birthday party.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And I think our husbands are going to serve you ice cream.
Yes, they are going to.
We're going to have a little ice cream uniform.
Yeah.
We have to. I told him today, I was like, you're going to be our ice cream boy. And he said, okay.
It's their duty. They're proud. It's an honor.
So...
And then
that's the scoop.
Our pop culture scoop is our episode.
Is our episode.
Tortured Taylor Poets Department.
TTPD.
And it's funny because normally Ashley's the one that's like, hey, we need to do an update on Taylor Swift. And today I was like, or not today, a few days ago, I was like, we need to do an episode on this.
And I was like, yes, but also I know nothing.
Okay, this is so weird. We need to talk about this. I feel like
I know,
we were supposed to have a listening party. Yeah. With our friends.
You couldn't come.
I couldn't come. And I just ended up listening to it in my bed and texting everyone about it and then looking up stuff. And I just went down a rabbit hole. But it came
out the night before we were supposed to hang out. So we all were able to listen to it on our own first.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I had a hell of a night.
Yeah, you didn't even get to because...
I listened to 4 songs. Well...
Which is so sad.
Before I woke up at 3 a.m. having to poop my pants.
Oh.
Sorry. It's oh my gosh. Cut that out.
Cut.
No, you're fine, actually. It's just, you know, little things like that where I, like, wouldn't be scared to talk about it now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're like, wait, what are people going to say?
No, but everybody's pooped their pants before. Trevor took me on it. Oh, I have.
I absolutely have.
Yeah.
I literally, like, sent you a voice message right after I did.
If you haven't pooped your pants, you're weird. There, I said it. No, anyway. The album came out. Okay, so the album came out at 10 p.m. Utah time.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:30, Nona woke up from bed. She normally goes down at like 6:37. She woke up at 8:30. We're like, okay, whatever. We were watching Survivor. Let's hang out with her for a little bit. Then we'll put her back down. Put her back down around like 9:30. Still wouldn't go to sleep. She was crying. It was like almost 10 p.m. literally I'm sitting on the couch with her trying to put on Bluey or something so that I can listen in peace. And she's just literally screaming. I'm like,
that's so sad. Cool.
So Trevor comes up. He was playing video games. He comes up to take over and he's like, hey, go listen to your album. Like, he knew it was on my calendar. I was like, all week, Trevor, I'm listening to the album yes. on this day. He took me on a date before and he's like, I'll have you home by 10. Anyway.
I'll have you home by 10. That's so cute.
Anyway, so I listened to the song. I listened to like 4 songs in bed, but I could just hear Nona like having a hard time the whole time. So it's hard for you to focus. I can't just sit here and enjoy this when Trevor and Nona, or Trevor's struggling with Nona and Nona's not falling asleep. It's like 10:30 at night. She didn't end up falling asleep till 1:30 that night. I fell asleep at like 11:30, and Trevor was kind of with her for a couple hours before she fell asleep. And then I woke up at 3 with the worst stomach pain ever.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it was just what I ate or what, but I was up for 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
My stomach, like literally every time I would lay back down, it would immediately start hurting. I'm not even joking, like worse than, I mean, I only was dilated to like a 1 before I got an epidural, but it was worse than labor cramps.
Oh my gosh.
Like so painful, it's going down my whole back. Finally stopped at 7 a.m. and I went to sleep, and then Nona woke up at 8. And then it's like, you can't just sit and enjoy that album.
No.
I found out at 3 a.m. that another freaking album was dropped, and I was like, I can't. And so I feel like last night actually was the first night that I had my headphones on. I was laying in bed. I was scrolling Pinterest because I have to have something to do with my hands while I'm listening.
I can't just sit and listen. Yeah. I have a hard time.
So then that was like my first experience of it. And I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
I love it.
Okay. Share all your thoughts. But you don't know anything about, like, do you know what all the songs are about and, like, all the little things?
Actually, yeah. I feel like I know a fair... I know that most of them are actually not about Joe. Yeah. They're about Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
At all.
Same.
But they've had a fling on and off since 2014, which I hate. That's news to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't not a Swiftie back then, but I wasn't a Swiftie like I am now, if that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I didn't, like, look into all this lore and, like, her dating life and stuff until recently.
Yeah. It's so funny. I didn't even know who Maddie Healy was. And I was like, you know, on, there's like a website called Genius, and then you can look up the lyrics and then it'll have like annotations that like show, talk about what the references are.
You sent that to the group chat that night, and I was so thankful you did because I was reading those.
Yeah. That's what I have to do.
Helpful. Yeah.
And I would like click it and I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, who is Maddie Healy? Cause I'd be like, this is referring to Maddie Healy and his typewriter. Maddie Healy loves typewriters. And I'm like, what? Who is this guy? And then I do like all this research and my mind was like blown. And I'm like, literally like 2 songs are about Joe.
Yeah.
The 6-year relationship.
So Long London and what else? The Tortured Poet Department, I think
is Maddie Healy.
I heard that it was about both of them.
Oh, probably.
I don't know. Here, I saw this video, actually, that was, like, I don't know if I should be embarrassed to say this, but I think Taylor Swift's too smart for me now. Like, I can't understand her music.
Yes. Yeah. Her it's music like video almost, with Post Malone was, like, so confusing.
Yeah. And she used so many big words in this album.
Yes.
And, like, analogies and things that I literally had to look up because I was like, what is she saying?
Yeah. So I really feel like this album was just her journal. Like, no free foot pics here. No free feet content.
There we go.
So it was like, I feel like this album was literally just her journal.
Yeah.
And she just happened to release it to us because it wasn't, it's funny because my sister was like, what's so special about this album? Like, it sounds like the rest of her music. And I was like, I think if you don't know anything about her and her life, then it sounds like the rest of her music, but also not. Like, it's so emotional and kind of dark, and she's a little unhinged.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of like critics who, you know, are saying bad things about it, saying it was too lyric heavy. And there were just too many lyrics in all of her songs. But And then people were like,
not to be biased, but I know I'm biased.
Well, and then people were like, did you see the post? I was like, Taylor Swift gave her fans a lot. Is this finally too
yeah,
much?
Yeah, it was the New York Times.
Yeah. Is this finally too much? I'm like, of course everyone's got something bad to say, but I think she revealed a lot of herself that was like really vulnerable.
Yeah.
With the whole world.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she was like so crazy about Matty Healy. And everyone knew he was, like, not good for her. And he's a crazy psychopath.
He's, like, the ultimate rebound.
Yes.
And she even says that in there. She was, like, she admits that, like...
Oh, yeah. What song is that?
She knew Stammer, he was crazy.
Staggering or...
The Slammer one?
Yes.
Is that Fresh Out the Slammer?
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She's, like, I was literally out of this relationship and it's, like...
Yes.
Going right into you. Yeah.
Yes. And she, like... The Daddy I Love Him one where
yeah.
like everyone's just judging her for it. And she's like, I know he's crazy, but he's the one I want. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like love does silly things to us.
Yeah.
And it's so honestly amazing that she can lyrically put it into a song that's so relatable. I feel like.
Yes.
If you've dated at all or had a rebound or a boyfriend, like. She speaks to so many experiences about love, and I think it's so silly that people are, like, I don't know, saying that her lyrics are boring.
Oh.
They're like, meaningless. I'm like, what?
Yeah, have you never been in love or been heartbroken?
And I will say, like, when Folklore and Evermore came out, I wasn't a huge fan of them because I like her more upbeat songs.
Same, yeah.
And so I didn't love that album, but once I actually read the lyrics and, like, understood them... Then I was like, these albums are insane.
Yes. Apparently, have you heard anything about her and Olivia Rodriguez?
Rodrigo.
This is me.
Clip that.
Joanne Kemp. My whole thing about that. No, this is literally me. I live under a rock and I'm just hearing things for the first time. I feel like my mother. So funny.
Olivia Rodriguez.
Rodrigo.
Wait, did you know Cameron Gade filmed one of her music videos? You didn't know this?
No. Maybe when he told me, I didn't even know who she was.
I think when he told me, I was like, I wasn't really aware of how famous she was at the time because she was just starting to blow up.
Okay, so he probably mentioned it and I was just like, oh, cool. Like, I don't know who that girl is. So that's awesome.
Let me see. I remember texting him about which one it was.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. So apparently there's drama. Well, I don't know. Someone said there's like speculation that Taylor Swift sued her.
Oh, yeah. I've
did you hear about this?
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, so she did. Over her team, Cruel Summer.
Yep.
And Olivia, what song of hers? One of her songs was like identical to Cruel Summer.
It sounded very similar. Like she, I don't know if she sued them, but she did like something, something so that she got like credited in the song.
Oh, okay.
So I think she's credited in the song now.
Okay.
Or something like that.
But one of her songs is said to be about her.
Yes, I did see that.
Was it Clarabelle?
Clarabelle. Yep, it was that one.
Which is so interesting. I actually really love that song.
I love that song too.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I can name my top five.
Okay.
I wrote them down. Hold on, I have to find it.
I'm just going to shout them from the top of my head.
My phone's gonna die. Okay, off the top of my head, my first one, I actually changed it. It's Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just like.
Yes.
Especially today after the whole Reddit thing.
Yes.
Sorry I said it, but.
No, that's okay.
I won't say it after this episode.
You can bring it up.
I was just like, I don't know how she was talking about how people raised her to be a certain way.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, everyone was scared. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a female rage song and I love screaming it.
Yes.
I also love But Daddy, I Love Him.
Uh-huh.
What's my third one? Let me see if I can find them. I wrote them all down yesterday and I posted them on my story. Okay, neighbor.
I know that. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. Here's my real list.
That's okay.
I changed the first one to Who's Afraid of Little Me, then I love But Daddy, I Love Him. I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. That one I love because it's so upbeat and there's not a lot of those on there. I love Down Bad. And then the Alchemy.
Okay. Those are like
my top five.
So I love, I do love Fortnite just because I love Post Malone. And I feel like that's going to be the catchy radio one. But I want to say, I'm not going to say that's like my favorite, but that's probably one that I'll listen to more often.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, I'll be honest,
they're heavy.
Yeah. Like I'm not just going to listen to casually.
Yeah.
But I can do it with a broken heart. I love that because I feel like I was a part of it. Like,
yeah,
it's so crazy to feel like we literally were at the Eras Tour. We saw her and she was it was March
before we even knew they had broken up.
Yes.
We thought they were still together
and she was going through all this stuff.
Yeah. Literally. So we thought they were still together and she was so happy.
Yes.
I remember being there and I'm like, look how happy she looks.
Well, and they had been broken up for a while, apparently, because her and Matty Healy she went and did a concert with him in January before her whole tour. So I feel like she probably had stuff going on with him for a few months.
And she wrote "You're Losing Me" 2 years ago.
Yes. So yes. Which Midnight is definitely a breakup album. Yeah.
Yes.
So I can do with a broken heart. I love that because I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of a part of it.
I know. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Do you ever feel guilty?
Like, we were a part of that.
Yes.
We were
shouting more, more.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, whatever.
I saw a comment that was like, Taylor's putting us in timeout with this song.
Yeah.
All Swifties, they're like, she's like, you're in time. But here's the thing. I don't think she has resentment towards us.
Oh, because we didn't know. No, not at all. But I do feel like
she loves her fans.
Yes. I do feel like she roasted her fans quite a bit in this album, though.
Yeah.
Which I kind of liked because she was just being real in the sense where she was like, everyone, like, what was she saying? Just basically their opinions about Matty Healy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, everyone's telling me no, but like, F you guys, because I don't care. Yeah. And then I really like, which one? So I can do with a broken heart. I really like Clarabeau.
Clarabeau's good too.
I don't know. I just love it. I've made like so many rules.
Oh, I really like the Black Dog also.
Yes. Yes. Which did you notice in the Fortnite music video? So the Black Dog is referring to, it was like a bar that her and Maddie always went to. Yeah, and then in the Fortnite music video, there's just this scene where a Black Dog just walks by.
Just walks by randomly.
Yeah, she's so genius.
She is. Like, how do you, I don't know.
So Long London.
That's a good one.
That's such a good one. And then I will say, The Alchemy, just because it's like, we know, it's like Travis, and it's just like.
I know. I think it's just like.
I also like Thank You, Amy.
It's about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Her comments are being flooded with comments that say, thank you, Amy.
Did you know that she posted something in reaction to it?
No.
But then I think she deleted it. Let me see if I can find it. She posted a meme or something on Twitter that said, the picture said, I would never wish death upon anyone because there's no coming back from that. And then she just said, like, never, ever. And in the song, it says, Taylor's talking about her mom. She's like, my mom's a saintly woman, but she used to say how she wished you were dead.
Yeah.
So Kim responded to it in that way. Let me see if I can find it. But
I don't think when people say that, they actually mean it. But like after reading one tiny Reddit thread about me, the thing that Kim did to Taylor, like literally almost ruined her freaking career.
Oh, I think Kim Kardashian loses 100K followers after Taylor Swift diss. That's crazy. That's crazy. Kim Kardashian says she sleeps with eyes partially open since Taylor Swift's TTPD.
The best part is that it actually doesn't even say Kim in it anywhere. And
no, it doesn't.
So Taylor never even has to, like, deny or say that it was about her.
I know, it's true. Ever. I just think it's genius how she's like.
So genius.
Your daughter will come home singing songs.
Northie's a fan.
Yeah. Your daughter will come home singing songs that only you and I know that's about us too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. This one says Kim Kardashian's moved on from the Taylor feud and doesn't care about Thank You, Amy. Anyways,
I think she does.
I just think this album just showed how unhinged Taylor is, but in the best way. Like, she's crazy. And I honestly think you have to be a certain level of crazy to be that famous and to be that talented. Like, okay, I'll say it. Like, Kanye West, I know he's crazy. And I know he literally, people have really mixed feelings about him, but I kind of think he's a genius. Like, I think
bad
he...
Bad press is good press.
Yeah, like, he's so crazy, but I think he's a genius. I don't, like, I'm not, like, obsessed with him or, like, love him or love the things he says because I'm like, okay, dude, but I just think there's a level of crazy that you have to be that genius, but anyways.
I agree. I was going to say, because, like, oh, I actually can't remember how I was, like, I can't imagine having, like, a whole Reddit thread that has, like, thousands, like, a page dedicated to me, much less being Taylor Swift's level where it's, like, literally half the world is saying they hate you.
Oh, yeah. And it's almost like, have you ever met someone who's neutral about Taylor Swift?
No.
I feel like they either love her or, like, are, like...
Actually, Trevor.
Neutral.
Neutral.
I feel like they either, like, love her or... Well, maybe not hate her, but I feel like it's always like, eh. Like, she's fine. I guess that's kind of neutral, but I don't know. Anyways.
What I was going to say is, like, the more fans she gains, the more haters she gets also. Like, but regardless of how many, like, she literally is the biggest pop star in the world right now.
Yeah, it's
and of our
crazy.
Generation. And as much as people want to hate on her, like... They're just adding to her success.
Her album is the fastest growing album in history, reaching over 1 billion streams globally in 3 days. That's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so are her and Olivia Rodrigo friends?
They used to be. They haven't been seen together since their drama happened.
Wait, who's the girl that she was with at the Grammys again? And she was like trying to bring her up on stage with her? Do you remember that?
Oh, Lana Del Rey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the same person.
Nope.
That's just me. I don't know these things. Anyways, I don't know. I didn't have a lot to say about the album. I mean, just that I was really shocked that it wasn't about Joe
at all.
And I think everyone knows that by now, but I just wanted to talk about it still. Yeah.
Well, there's even... Okay. It's funny because some people I saw were like, there's no way she wrote songs about Travis and put them on there.
Oh, that's the other part.
I was like, how could The Alchemy be about anyone else?
Oh, yeah. It's literally about football. And what was that? Yeah, I've just been seeing a lot of references
to
him.
Also, I don't doubt that she could write that so fast and just be like, here, stick this on the album.
She wrote a lot of this when she was on tour. Like, she was going through the heartbreak with Matty Healy while she was on tour.
She just posted
Screaming fans want to listen to more. Like,
yes. Exactly.
She's definitely writing music.
Well, and she's been seen at her recording studio, like, all last summer.
Oh, my gosh.
With Matty Healy, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if he helped, like, write some of the songs.
He did. Which ones? He did help write some of her songs.
Did he really?
Yes, and I know he helped write songs on Midnights. He's actually credited in some of her music on Midnights.
I forgot this, too, that he actually was at the Eras Tour.
Yes.
Sitting with her dad.
Yes.
For a couple shows.
Yep. I saw a lot of TikToks about, like, how in love he looked, which is kind of crazy. So, it's crazy that, because, you know, the whole reference to, like, him at his concert being like, the song's for you, you know who you are, I love you. And then she did the same thing 2 days later. So that was in May of 2023.
Yeah.
When was it announced that her and Joe broke up?
Oh, Joe. I want to say it was like April.
So I just feel like they probably...
April or May? Because it was after our concert, which was in March.
Like, I feel like they must have a lot of history to be saying, I love you. Unless they were saying it in a casual way. But those songs make it sound like she was freaking madly, obsessively, never been in love with anyone more.
She literally, Daddy, I Love Him is about him.
Yes. Which, remember, we were like, wait, was she married?
Yeah.
There were several songs that almost made it sound like she got married.
I know, because she said, like, husband and stuff.
Yes.
And
which I wonder why.
I feel like a lot of her Easter eggs, too, were, like, wedding themed.
Yes.
Like, lace.
The dress in
her
Fortnite.
Oh, and she was
Fortnite,
wearing a wedding dress
and
in
the Grammys
music video.
The Grammys dress and her Fortnite dress were very similar. I saw someone talk about that.
There's no way she was married to...
What if she was secretly married to Matty Healy? But then when did she start dating Travis Kelce? Fall?
I think it was
no,
August
it was before.
Or September.
Yeah, so I'm like...
End of summer.
This, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. Like, Joe, Maddie, Travis, all within a year, maybe.
Yeah. Also, we're not judging that.
No. But how much music and feelings and stuff, it's just...
Oh, it also makes me so excited for all the songs we're going to get about Travis.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
And if they ever break up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know. What if... Okay, this is... I you're going to hate me for saying
actually,
this.
Though.
What if Travis is a cover-up for Maddie? What? Because Travis is like the all-American boy. Like, everyone loves their relationship. And they're out. They're so out in the public. She was never out in the public with Matt. I mean, she was out in public with Maddie. But I feel like she, like, flaunts her and Travis.
She was with Maddie.
Was she?
Yeah, she was flaunting it.
Okay, okay.
But.
I'm like, what if her and Maddie are still. No. We couldn't get this music.
No.
I was just thinking it as I was saying it. Crazy theory. But
I also feel like this album was meant to be listened to on headphones. Like. In your head music, not just like background music.
Yeah, you have to be like actually intentionally listening to the words.
That's why The Black Dog got me so good was when she sang the screaming part.
Oh, yeah.
And Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yeah.
Every time she sang that sentence, it was like a different note.
Yeah.
And it was like so...
Yeah.
There's so much emotion in it. And I'm like...
Oh! Yeah.
It's so good.
I know. It really is. It really is so good.
And I feel like people are also saying that all the songs sound the same.
Yeah.
And to that, I say you just are not listening.
I think just like I said before, I think a lot of her music, I mean, she did have a lot of different music, but this album compared to all her old stuff, like, wasn't crazy different.
Yeah.
If you don't understand.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, listening to the lyrics and you know about her life.
Yeah.
Because it has such a deeper emotional meaning than it's all like of her other albums.
Poetry.
Yeah.
Like, who says sanctimoniously performing soliloquies in one sentence?
I'm like, Taylor did ChatGPT write these for her? Because, like, these are crazy.
You're like, who uses that in a sentence?
Yes. She's so smart.
I know. Sanctimoniously performing soliloquies.
I'm proud of you for remembering that.
I am too, actually.
Just pull that out. Like it was.
There's like another really good one from Midnights, but I forget what it was.
I need to listen to it again. I'll be honest, I haven't listened to all the songs from her like second album.
Same. I've listened to like.
It was so much music. In a good way, but I need to like. I need
to process first.
Yes, that's exactly it. Like it's like a. Book and that has a ton of information. I'm like, I need 5 pages at a time.
I know.
To think about it, dissect it. And yeah.
But also the fact that she released 31 songs after also releasing her re-records of 1989 and...
Yes!
What's the other one? Speak Now.
Uh-huh.
In the same year that she's also on her biggest world tour ever.
Yeah, she's insane. It's like, when does this stop?
I'm speechless.
Yeah. Well, good album.
Yeah. And if you hate Taylor, sorry.
Yeah, I figured people who don't love her won't listen to this episode.
I genuinely, here's the thing. I don't hate people that don't like her.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it's like, if you're going to go out of your way to be like, she sucks. Like, I saw a video the other day. My cousin is a Taylor hater and I almost have to like mute him. Sorry, but I... And he like posted a video of this guy listening to it. He had like earbuds in and there was like fake blood coming out of his ear. He's like, "Whoa, this is the best album I've ever heard." And he was just like, I was like,
you're like, I can't take this. You're like, you're offending a part of me.
It's just silly.
No, I think people who just don't understand hate, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Oh my gosh, it's late.
Thanks everyone for listening.
I'm so tired. Yeah.
Me too. This was a good one.
We'll see you guys in a month.
Yeah, come May 23rd.
We'll talk next week too, but I'll see you guys in a month.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Okay, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Double Scoop. If you liked what you heard, we would love if you could help us out by leaving us a review on your favorite listening platform. This is going to help us grow and bring on really cool guests in the future. And then if you want the inside scoop, no pun intended, on behind the scenes or corresponding pictures and videos for our episodes, you can follow us on Instagram @TheDoubleScoopPod. We're so grateful for your guys' support and can't wait to connect with you on social media. You can tune in for a new episode every Tuesday. See you next week.